From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Dave Savini. Right now, Chicago police say they have a person of interest connected to the deadly shooting of a 7-year-old boy. Jaimani Amir Rivera was hit by a stray bullet Tuesday afternoon on the near west side. He died after officers rushed him to the hospital. At this point, we don't know who the person in custody is, and police haven't charged anyone. Police sources tell us someone fired 13 shots from a rifle. A whirlwind of emotions for residents in West Garfield Park and also the Chicago Police Department as police gathered to honor the life of a retired officer shot and killed outside his home yesterday on the 4300 block of West Monroe. 73-year-old Larry Newman formerly worked as a bomb squad technician. Police are searching for the suspects. Newman was shot multiple times and taken to Stroger Hospital, where he died. Newman retired from the Chicago Police Department in 2010. He first served our country as a Marine in the Vietnam War before returning home to be one of the first black bomb technicians. Nobody is in custody. Police are offering a $25,000 reward for any information. The Highland Park parade shooting suspect is expected to change his plea next week. Prosecutors confirmed the news to CBS 2 yesterday. We're also told an email went out to victims. Robert Cremo III is in custody at the Lake County Jail. He previously pled not guilty to dozens of charges, including 21 counts of first-degree murder. He's accused of shooting and killing 7 people and hurting 48 others in the shooting on the 4th of July in 2022. In today's forecast, the heat is cranking up again, with highs reaching the 90s. From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Dave Savini.